If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello, my friends. I'm Deepak Chopra. This is Daily Breath. According to the great Indian seer Sri Aurobindo, we are in very early stages of human evolution, and most of us experience only the first three stages of the seven states of consciousness. We experience every day the stages that are called sleeping, dreaming, and wakefulness. Now let's see what is beyond that. Each of the seven stages of development of what we might call spiritual intelligence represents an increase in our experience of synchronicity. Each progressive state moves us closer to the ideal of enlightenment. Most people never move beyond the first three states. Let's discuss these first three states. First level is deep sleep. There is awareness in deep sleep, but there is no experience. Most of our senses are dulled or hardly active. There's little cognition or perception, even though there is awareness. If somebody makes a loud noise or pinches you or anything changes in the environment, then awareness recognizes that, and we call that waking up. So that's the first stage, first level, deep sleep. The second level is dreaming. In dream state, we are more alert. We have experiences. We see images. We hear sounds. We think. And the dream state is very real when we are dreaming. It seems unreal upon waking up. And what do we wake up to? We wake up to what we call everyday waking state. Doesn't mean you're fully awake. You're in the everyday waking state. For most people, that everyday waking state is also a waking dream state because they're not aware fully that they're orchestrating their experience. In waking state, most people are bundles of conditioned reflexes and nerves constantly being triggered by people and circumstance. So most people, at least 8 hours of the day, are in waking state. 8 hours of the day, we are working, usually also in the waking state. And then 8 hours at night, we are in the dream and deep sleep states. In between, we are in twilight zones. Just kidding. In any case, in each of these states, waking, dreaming, and sleeping, your brain has a different brainwave activity. Now let's enter the fourth state. The fourth state in Sanskrit is called Turiya. This is roughly translated as soul consciousness or transcendence or transcendental consciousness. It is to become aware of the observer in the midst of the observation. And this fourth state occurs during meditation when there is no mantra and there is no thought and just silence or stillness. And this is a very profound state of restful awareness. Cortisol and adrenaline levels decrease, blood pressure goes down, immune function improves. And this state, which is called transcendence, or the fourth state, or glimpsing the soul, produces physiological changes, but also begins the process of experiencing synchronicity because of non-local correlation. The fifth state is when we wake up from the fourth state, which is, as I said, in Sanskrit called Turiya. In Sanskrit, the fifth state is called Turiya Tatta. And we can also call it cosmic consciousness or local and non-local awareness at the same time. Your spirit can observe your material body when it's awake and alert, but your spirit can also observe your waking and dreaming and sleeping states. So there's a recognition. I'm not the body-mind experience. I'm not even the sleep experience. I'm the witnessing awareness in which all these experiences come and go. So in the fifth state, which is also called cosmic consciousness, your spirit can observe your material body. It can observe your body-mind experiences in the waking state, in the dreaming state, and the sleeping state, giving rise to the conclusion that you are not the body-mind world experience, but the witnessing awareness in which body-mind and world experience is a changing process. And as a result of this, because you're more anchored to your source, the source of thought, and you're anchored to it in waking, dreaming, and sleeping, then you're obviously experiencing local and non-local awareness at the same time. So at this stage, synchronicity really starts to manifest. And there's the realization that part of you is localized, or at least experiencing itself as localized, and part of you is connected to all that exists. So this would be the state of cosmic consciousness. This leads us to the sixth state. The sixth state is divine consciousness. The witness becomes more and more awake, feeling the presence of spirit in yourself and all other human beings and all other sentient beings, which means in plants, in rocks, in everything that you see, you feel the presence of the divine, or you might say non-local self. And this is a state which can move into what we call divine communion. And we may move in and out of these states. People like Jesus and Buddha and many yogis are in the state of divine consciousness, or God realization, as it's called. And finally, there is the seventh and last stage of the evolution of consciousness, which is frequently referred to as unity consciousness. So divine consciousness, Sanskrit word is Deva Chetna, or Devi Chetna, or Bhagavat Chetna. And then unity consciousness or enlightenment is referred to as Brahmi Chetna, which is the ultimate goal. It's called enlightenment. The whole world is seen as an extension of your own being. The whole world is a projection of your own self, not the ego self, but the non-local self. So in the seventh stage, there's transformation from personal self to universal self.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
In this age, miracles are commonplace, but they are not even necessary, because the infinite realm of possibility is available in every moment, in every timeless now. Let's pause here.